Chuck Jett Freestyle for December 6, 2008. I always have to stop and think about that. You'd think I'd get it by now to get the date in my head before I start, before I hit the record button. Well, Freestyle, if you're not familiar with it, is an audio blog about me, my life, what's going on behind the podcasting scene, and all the other stuff that goes on that you probably don't hear about too much on the regular shows that I do. So if you're the first time listener, welcome. That reminds me, this coming Thursday is my fourth anniversary of doing podcasting, December 11th. In fact, kind of ironic that this one is done in the minivan and the first one was done in the old minivan. Wow, time flies. Or was it done in this one? What did I have in 2004? This is a 2004 Sienna and I think I bought it in 04. I may have done it in this one, in the Toyota Sienna. I thought it was the Dodge Caravan at the time, but that thing's been gone a while. Anyway, enough of that mumbo-jumbo. I'm recording this as this is the inaugural recording on my new 4-gig SD card. Actually, I got a couple of them from ecost.com this week. They were supposed to be free after rebate, but the rebate expired the day I received them. So that was kind of a problem. I also got a couple of USB little carriers for the SD card, so you can use them as thumb drives as well, which is really handy when I'm at a computer and I don't want to haul along a big card reader that's got seven different kind. I can just pop one of these things in, although they're not very friendly if you need to use multiple USB ports because they do tend to be a bit bigger than a regular thumb drive. It is snowing. Well, not at the moment, but it snowed last night. We've got plenty of snow on the ground here in Wisconsin, and it's cold, and it's windy. I think the temperature yesterday was 2 degrees before the wind chill when I got out of the house in the morning. And, well, the sun is poking through a little bit here and there. It's very pretty, but it's cold. It's very cold. And I am registering this in Fahrenheit, so you can do the math there. Well, work is going crazy insane. It's just been one thing after another. Progress in general is going very well on the help desk implementation. Very happy with the way things are going on that. We've got about 20 days till go live, 20 business days, and roughly 30 days till 30 regular calendar days. I'm counting the calendar days because I get weekends too, even though my staff doesn't. It's, am I nervous? Oh yeah. And one of the main reasons for that is because I had changed the, basic call questions and routing and everything. We were going to use our previous service provider's data as, the backbone and then just go through and audit it. But it was built around their process and not ours for taking and taking calls and routing them. And that was one of the key sore spots that I got when I was talking to people back in September. I said, hey, what can we do to make this better? And they said, ask better questions. Like what? Well, like, have you tried rebooting? Wow, they didn't do that? No, they didn't do that. So we've got to ask questions like, is this your computer? Is this happening to anyone else that you know of? Have you tried anything till now? So when you ask these questions, they sound really simple. Like, I'm surprised we didn't think of those. But it is what it is. And now I've got to go out and canvas the IT area with me and my team to get all this information about what are some of the questions we can ask to make the resolution process quicker? What are some of the things we can do? What are the tools we have at our disposal? Without getting too complex, realizing we do have 20 days left to implement this, so we can't go through a whole lot of training. We're still making software changes to the web tool that we've got and need to get training in there somewhere. I'm going to try and schedule up a series of training sessions the week of the 15th, doing as much of that in person here in Wisconsin that I can. And it's crazy. And the holidays aren't making it any better, which is one of the reasons why we said we're going to do a go live in mid-January. Boy, that still seems very aggressive, But at the time, I didn't think so. Do I think we can make it? I think we can make it with, you know, a 1.0 product, if you want to call it that. Maybe I'll just stick the label beta on everything like Google does. That way I have an excuse and say, well, we're just going to keep improving it and leave it at beta forever. The call center is in Malaysia. We shipped that. There were that was one of our biggest risks, was how long it would take to get through customs. Got there inside of a week. And I forgot to send the IP phone handsets on that same order. So those went out about a week later and got there. What was it? Monday, Tuesday, yesterday, something like that. They got there very quickly. So they've got everything on track, on schedule. Very interesting, because we're going to be supporting 4 languages on this call center: English, Spanish, Mandarin Chinese, and Malay. I've got the audio files for all of them but Malay. My sister did the recordings for our English menus. She may also be appearing on Variant Frequencies with Rick Stringer. If you don't listen to that, great sci-fi, fantasy stories, short stuff. I've done a couple of readings for Rick. And my sister is a professional voiceover person. She's got a communications and journalism or something, you know, the degree I wish I had had, which would make podcasting a whole lot more fun, but I'll handle the technical side of things. I lost my train of thought. Oh, English. Mandarin was done by a computer-generated voice, and I got these scripts back, and I didn't know what they were saying. So fortunately, one of our employees here, Nina, does speak Mandarin, and she was able to audit them, and we had to make a couple of corrections. Like, the menu said, leave a message and somebody will be contacting you the next business day. Well, they were saying the second business day, and she said, well, that should be corrected. So we sent it off, and I've got those. So the reseller that's helping us implement this said that the files need to be WAV files in EULAW format, which is an old phone system format. And I said, well, there's various sample rates you can use, anything from 8K to 44.1. And I know this is kind of techno-geeky, but he had no idea which you could use. He just said, no, it's got to be in EULAW format. So I was my audio experience exceeds his. If you encode things at an 8K sample rate, it just sounds like garbage. But if you encode it at 44.1, it's almost CD quality. Now, over a phone, that's not going to make much of a difference. But,
thank you for calling the service desk.
All the S's get slurred if you encode it at 8K. So I'm gonna see what we can do. If it's wrong, I'll re-encode it. It only takes a few minutes. The next few weekends are going to be just crazy. Like I said, I'm counting the calendar days to work on things like data imports, so we can make our migration quicker of all the open active tickets that we've got, and writing training materials. I've got the end user training stuff pretty much scripted and done, and the PowerPoints and things. One of my team is going to be putting that into Adobe Captivate, so it'll be an interactive, self-paced, computer-based training that people can use if they want to use that. Nice tool. It is a few $100s, but in the grand scheme of things, you can put in quizzes, you can mix PowerPoints with live demos, with live video, you can overlay audio on top of it. It's a pretty robust tool. You can divide things into chapters so people can come back and see just the part on how to, for example, send an email versus how to delete an email or create a form. Lots of good things that tool can be used for. But unfortunately, this weekend, my laptop is threatening to die. I've got about a 5-year-old Lenovo IBM ThinkPad T41P. Yeah, it's a little old. It may be getting a little slow on some things, but I love the screen resolution. It'll go up to 1400 by 1050. We've recently switched over from Lenovo's to HP's, and those things are looking pretty nice, I'll tell you. The screen resolution and the speed of them, the controls, they answer a bunch of problems we've had with docking and undocking and wireless and going wired on the network. So I was just mentioning yesterday to one of the directors, I said, oh, I forgot to put a laptop in my budget because I'd really like to get my hands on one of the new HPs. He said, well, you have to do that in the spring when we're setting the budget for the next year. get home this weekend. I'm opening it up, and I think I've got the old cracked motherboard problem, because if you wiggle it just right or touch the corner, the screen blanks out, and the thing will kind of go into this suspended state, comes back, and continues. So it's kind of scary. At the moment, I am backing up what I can to the only portable hard drive I've got, and that's on my video camcorder. So I've got, fortunately, I keep things in pretty distinct areas. I can grab a couple of directories at the top level of the C drive, grab my local profile information, and plop that on another machine, and I'm pretty good to go. But that is a bit scary at this point. I'm hoping I can finish my weekend work, and maybe Monday I'll start working on a new laptop procurement. But I don't look forward to that, because it takes a good day. I wrote down all the applications that were added on by the company, things that I've added on, and it's going to take at least a day just to get that thing set up and working the way I want so that I can keep working effectively. It's just blah. You know, it's so hard to convert from one laptop to another, or even from one machine to another, that I never look forward to it. Someone ought to make that migration a little easier, but you know, it is what it is at this point. The I mentioned other podcasts earlier. I did appear on Geek Cred last week with Steve Rickyberg. If you want to go check that out, I co-hosted Geek Cred Live number 3. We recorded it Friday night after Thanksgiving. I think it came out Sunday or Monday. He was pretty quick on the turnaround. Randall L. Schwartz was also on there. He does a whole bunch of things. I didn't realize some of the things he did. I actually have one of his books on my shelf, the Effective Perl Programming book. So if I run into the guy, I'll have to get him to sign that, since I like getting signed books by authors. I'm still working on getting Donna to work with Google Calendar. I think I mentioned this on the last one. The refrigerator calendar is still in use. I transferred everything to Google, but Donna is saying that she can't get in and look at it and manipulate it, and there's still something very warm, fuzzy feeling about having the printed calendar on the refrigerator. I said, I'll be happy to print them and put them there, but don't write things on there expecting me to know what they are when I'm at work or on a trip or something. It's just, if you can't tell, I do have the tail end of a head cold. I've been battling this thing all week. In fact, I had to leave early Wednesday. As much as I don't want to miss any time from work on this project, this thing just had me pretty well knocked out. But I am starting to come around a bit, so feeling better. The Google Calendar, though, I got to sit down with Donna and figure that out. She's kind of giving me some pushback on it, and I don't understand why. That's about all for this edition. The holidays are coming. For family, we're doing things like, you know, the usual family concerts. Julie had a concert this past week, a choir concert. And I wish all of you well for the holidays. If I don't talk to you before then, happy holidays and a binary high five. 101. Thanks.